רבי נחמיה רוסו.
Pashas Balak seemingly is two topics. The Torah starts off Balak and Bilam want to curse Klal Yisrael. It's spoken to Mahapit, the Torah's broken, changes at the Klalot HaBracha. Pasha finishes the story of Pinchas killing Zimri. But really, if you look into the Psukim of the Brichas, or the Klalot Bilam, and the whole story that happened with Bilam coming with Balak, there's a lot of the mood that we can learn in Ashkafa from all the story of Bilam and Balak. First of all, the name of the parasha itself. We have Mendel Rimanover, Yerza was a few weeks ago, brings a question. Every parasha has a name. Every name of parasha has something we can learn from it. The names are not just a secular name from the Bible. Names are given by Messiah of all the diaries, receiving the Gemara, brings the names of the parashas. Why is it that the parasha of Klal Yisrael that we have, this week's parasha, has the name of a Rasha? There's six parashas in the Torah that are names. Noach, Hayisara, Yisroi, Korach, Balak, and Pinchas. And all of them are things we can learn from. Tzadikim, Noach, and Sara, Pinchas was a tzaddik, the Maisei Kenois, Korach, we can learn he was a tzaddik, and we had all Machlokes to learn not to make Machlokes. What do we learn from this name, Balak? He points out there's two things majorly in this week's parasha that stand out in Balak. Rashi brings the beginning of parasha that really Balak was a king who lives from Midian, and because there was a fight against Klal Yisrael, Moav appointed him to become their king. They knew Balak came from Midian, and Moshe originally was from Midian. We need someone who knows Moshe, knows the leader, and that's where he grew up. So Balak from Midian, Moav hired him as he should become the new king of Moav. Says Rashi, they made Shalom, Midian and Moav, in order to fight against Klal Yisrael. Says Meir Pab Mishlane, and Mendel Rimanover, and we see from here, Koyach of Shalom. He takes someone, from the enemy really, Midian and Moav really enemies, they made Shalom the Koyach to fight Klal Yisrael. So Balak stands for Shalom. Another point that Meir Pab Mishlane is that Balak was not a faker. Some people are Rishayim, the outside they show themselves all nice to everyone. Balak right away said, I want to curse Klal Yisrael. And every time Bilam came trying to fluff it up and didn't want to go, he said, Hashem Baruch doesn't let. He still pushed, let's keep cursing Klal Yisrael. He showed his outside like his inside. So the Meir Mishlane, there's two things that we find in this parasha. The Shalom, the Koyach of Shalom between Midian and Moav hiring Balak, and the Koyach of Balak himself, he was Ish Emes. He did it for bad. But he's Ish Emes. Whatever he had as inside, he showed to everyone. No one had any questions. Balak hated Klal Yisrael. We go a little further, and we learn from here what we should do. So the men and women of every single week, the koyach of that coming week is in the name of Parsha. The name of Parsha has a koyach. There's a koyach in this week, so the men and women of the change over Klal HaBracha by doing Shavuot. And that's the hint of the name of the word Balak it teaches us. We have to maimin and believe that even though Balak was a big Rasha, so he did Hashem Shalom, the Torah teaches us in his name. We also have to maimin how we should act. If we have an inside feeling towards someone, and not happy with the person, to go approach him, try to work out Shalom with him, but don't be a faker, don't walk around with someone, showing you so nice. And inside, really hate the person's guts. Balak went and explained to everyone, showed the whole world. The Rechayim brings words of words in the Pasuk, Balak and Tzipor mean. So he says the word Tzipor means a bird. Says the Rechayim HaKadosh, Balak and Tzipor, his koyach of Kishav was, he helped have birds, help tell him the future. And the Svarim bring, the Sefer Tzedek LaDerech explains that there's a Yitumah, a Kishav called Yedoini, which means you take a special bone for a special animal, to put it in a certain place in the body, on the armpit, and then start talking, making kishuv, saying rokatuma of the future. But say there says that was what the koyach of Balak was. Balak and Tzipor, he was the son of Tzipor, he was the son of using this Tzipor, this bird, born of the bird, to tell the future. But with all this, he knew that the koyach of Christ was tefillah. Torah, tefillah, our mouth. That's not going to help the fact that he knows the vua on almost a level of Moshe, he can use birds. He had to have someone who could fight with the mouth. Therefore, he made Shalom and he humbled himself a little bit and asked Bilam to come fight, because everyone knew in the world that Bilam had a koyach of nevuah of his mouth, of kolos. So he made shalom with Bilam and brought Bilam. But we see the koyach of nevuah that Balak had, he was able to use birds to tell the future. Says the pasuk, "Vayar Balak metzipa es kosh as Yisrael mayim." Balak metzipa saw all the kai saw did to mayim. The first in the shayim achrem amachlekes. What was that he saw? What scary thing did he see? He had to go call Bilam. Rashi brings, "Elu shnei malachim shayi v'turcha maleihem le'om v'fneihem." On one akas kama kama. As Rashi, these two kings, Sichah and Oi, were killed by Kai on Nesik's passion. So they got afraid that two big kings, major kings, Sichah and Oi, Kai were over them. For sure, us, we're also going to be killed by the Kai Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. Something sounds like Rashi's saying, the Mechomis. He saw the wars of Sichah and Oi. Baal Turin brings, Rosh Omdu Lechama LaMoshe. What he saw was the sun stood in one place for Moshe Rabbeinu. And about two means the gematria of a yar is a nokta hakama. The sun stopped 217. So according to about two, we see a different thing. Didn't see the wars. We part of the war was the sun stopped. We see the koyak of Moshe stopping the sun, and that made Balak afraid. Severna brings Rosh Abikesh Yisrael la'avah be'eretz Sichon u'gishaloi nosan la'avah rechrimu. If they want the Christ or want to pass through Sichon. When Sikha didn't let Kai to destroy them. Rosh and Nitzku, Loi Bederek Tachpulas Machama, says the Sephirno. We see Kai so one, not in the way of war. That's a lesson of the Sephirno. It was Nisim. So they wasn't afraid of the war, like Rashi puts it. They afraid of the Nisim of the war. The not Derek Ateva way of winning the war. The Kriyoka brings another shot. Interesting. Ro Boler Kosh Osi Yisrael Esabu Lamoyi Bitulosi. Says the Kriyoka, we see what Kai so did. To our grandfather Mary, what did the grandfather Christ do to grandfather Mary? Says that Sirono the Apostle says by Yaakovinu, when he was going to go meet Esau, said Bachabi Bakashti, I took a land of Shalakati Bachabi Bakashti. Says Rashi in the Chumash, in the Medrash, the Pshat Bachabi Bakashti, with Tzilusi and Vusi, with his tefillah. That Yaakovinu's tongue Esau, I went over with my tefillahs. Says that the Piyotr, what Balak saw was the Zaydeh of Balak, and the Zayda of Yaakov had a problem, and Yaakov won over Moiri with his tefillahs. So now Christ has tefillahs coming over us. He got afraid. And that's why he called Bilam, who has a koyach in the pe also. You see a similar thing to this. In Rashi later on, it says in Rashi, enemy Rosh Hashanah Yisrael also shall menayim. Says when it been Bilam, when Bilam went to Zikli Midian, says he restored from the fear of Christ, so they made Shalom, Homru. Rashi means the Medrash that when they went to from Bilam to Midian, they were looking, what is the beginning of the man? What's the beginning of this rule of Moshe? And they found that he came from Midian. So they said, let's go ask Midian. And they said, ain't koyichoy el befiv. The koyich of Moshe with his mouth. Therefore they went to Bilam. You see, this Rashi later on is similar to the Piyotr, the koyich of Per Moshe. Later on, we find Bilam went with his Aslan, and he starts going towards Balak. And many times he tries to stop him along the way, because Balak didn't let him. And he said more shluchim, and Balak keeps calling to Bilam. Pasuk says in Perikov Beis, Pasuk A, Ayishlach Malachim at Bilam, and Balak sent Malachim to Bilam. Says Tagan Yonison, Veshod Ashdin and Lavas Lovin Arami Hu Bilam. The Tagan Yonison says, that Balak sent messages to Lovan Arami, that's Bilam. Brings a medrash, Tanya Menasin has a medrash, and Lovan and Bilam are the same person. Not only that, he continues, what does the word Besoira mean? Rashi said Besoira is a place. Like Mitzrayim, Besoira means two Pisar. Rashi brings another chat, Shurchoni Hazeh, Shakoma Ritzel and Moyes. A merchant, or a person who's a merchant and a businessman, he's checking out his money, he's counting his money very carefully. People are bringing his money. And they all run to give him money to make business. So too, everyone runs to Bilam to give him business, to give him questions, and he answers them with nevuah. That's Rashi Pshat. But the Tagmeis says on Pesach Pesayra, who based Moshe and Padon, he Pesayra Shmei Pesach Halamei. What does Pesayra mean? It means he's Pesach Halamei. he has a koyach to answer dreams and explain dreams. And he adds in the words, that is Padan, Padan Aram. So we see, again, he's saying the koyach of Bilam is the same Rosh Alavan Arami from earlier days. The Baal Turim Ashi brings a Farish, the words El Bilam Men Pa'or Besayra, is a Gamachio, Zero Poisei Chalemis. So we see the koyach, another koyach of Bilam was not only with speech, he's able to see dreams, understand the shot and the interpretation of the dreams. You have to learn from the Homais of Bilam Balak not to ever give up. We find over and over again, Bilam tells Balak, I can't come, Hashem doesn't let. And Bilam wants to go, and Hashem tells him you can't go. And they keep trying. Over three, four times, he said, Shluchim, Bilam says he's going to come, and Hashem says, don't go. To the point, even at Hashem at the end, is almost masculine, he can go. He said, they will only give a brach and a kolam. You should know from here never to give up. Balak keeps sending Shluchim, Bilam keeps pushing to go. And even when he started, the donkey started stopping him. First few times, he didn't know what the donkey was trying to do to stop him. The actress mentioned a nest to stop him, and the donkey started talking. And then he went. We should never give up. We should always try to stay what Hashem wants for us and do whatever we want to do. The toiv. We find another thing in this parasha and a few parashas in this time of year. The koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes teva in order to wake us up. When you see a nest in the world, a miracle happens, something unnatural, it's not just there, wow, amazing thing. Or you see a rainbow, you see a beautiful sight, Niagara Falls or Grand Canyon or something that's amazing in nature, not just there, so wow, beautiful thing. We can learn from it. So wake us up, Yisrael Yisrael, to close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. For the pastor of Shlach and through this pastor, every week something happened unnatural. By Pastor Shlach, it says that everyone's dying, my rabbi came to Israel. Like everyone's dying. Hashem made a nest. They should no one should bother Klal Yisrael. And everyone started dying in Eretz Canaan at that time. The passage of Karach, Niftach Pi Adoma, as Pirkei Avos is one of the things B'Sheish Shemei Maisa that set aside. The passage by Pashas Fukas, you find two things that happen. First of all, the Be'er Miriam was again a rock, the Niftach Pi Evan, that the air opened up and gave water. And two, Moshe Benin was able to kill the giant Oig. The Gemara brings the whole Nessa, it happened, he jumped with the stick and everything. And this is Pasha, and this is also in the donkeys that are talking. Nature is not something that is just wow to look at the spectacular thing that happens, the nature that looks so beautiful. You can learn from it. And all these things, the wake clients are up, the wake clients are wake, boom up, you shouldn't do things. To learn from nature. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Perek Hei of Mishnah Vav, says the famous Mishnah, Yom HaShishi ben HaShemoshes, the Pia Oslin, the Pia Be'er, and the Pia Domo, were the 10 things that were Kadosh Baruch Hu made. When we have the word Ness we translate in English as a miracle. But in Shemoneh Esrei, in the Birkat HaGeulah, we say, Sonnei Sakabetz Gerasenu. Does not mean a miracle, it means a flag, a banner. So I picked up a banner to remind us we have to keep us Golias. We're going to go out of Golias and we're going to go to the Geulah. I speak to myself, the word nest, that we have a miracle, can really mean the same thing. According to what we're saying now, unnatural things that happen, a nisim, are not there just to look at a spectacular, beautiful occurrence. It's to teach us to wake up. So every nest, every unnatural occurrence in our life, every miracle, is to wake us up, it's to pick up a banner in our life, a Sunday, pick up a banner in our life, and bring us closer to the Gula. Bring us closer to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person has an nisayon, a difficult time in life. It could be children, it could be panasa, whatever the sign is. The sign is really the same beginning, Sharish of Ness. The sign is really that Ness, that banner to pick you up and look at that miracle happening. Right now it's difficult. But remember it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So minding you a Ness, minding you a degel, there's a flag, there's a banner, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you. He's giving you a love tap, a love hit. And that's really what every Ness is. When you live through the sign, live through that hard time, use that Ness to remind you. The sun is a kapis gesenu. It's a banner to remind you of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, Pashas Boy, says it's almost a feirish. He's talking about the gula from Mitzrayim. His lashon is a minan nisim hagadolim amafirsimim. For the big, great, known nisim are the moedev and nisim in the story. A person then is able to agree and admit to the nisim that are hidden. She yisoya toyakula. Says the Rambam Feirish that the Nisim and the star, the Gluim, the known Nisim, the miracles that we say unnatural, That is there to teach us that the natural is also a ness. When Bilam saw and heard the donkey talking, he didn't flinch. He just started talking back to it. Us normal people walking the street, a dog, cats are talking to us, would be shocked. The Pesukim doesn't see anywhere Bilam was shocked. He started answering back to his donkey and arguing with the donkey, arguing with the Aslan. He was, in a way, on a very high level in Ruach HaTumah. By him, the unnatural, the miracle, didn't seem unnatural. He was a Navi Shavu'am Umas Olam, and he started talking back to the donkey. But we do find, he answered the donkey, Chatasi, I sinned. And then he started talking weiter. But we find even Bilam Rasha was Moideh Al Emes, Chatasi. When we see unnatural occurrence, it was to wake us up, and we should realize that past is Chatasi. And now we have to go further. What Bilam did afterwards, he tried to push him afterwards to go back again, never gave up. But he was Makir Chatasi. We also learned this expression, the Koyach of the Regalim, the Toivim. Bilam himself was afraid to start off with Klai Yisrael. The prophet says, Shalosh Regalim. He says three times, the Asim stopped me. She says, Shalosh Pa'amim. Why is this Regalim being Rashi? The Koyach of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot was Mashpia Klai Yisrael, the same Klai Yisrael from the Koyach of the Klala of Bilam. I had an interesting question myself in Diktuk. The words Shalosh and Shalosha normally come out say Lashon Nakeva. And without the comment, say Lashon Zakar. But in numbers, it's the opposite. The word Shalosh Lashon Nekeva and Shalosha Lashon Zakar. Why do we say Shalosh Regalim? We should say Shalosha Regalim. In Diktuk, the comment say is Lashon Zakar, should be Shalosha Regalim in the Pasuk, not Shalosh. I was thinking to myself, what are we saying that the Regalim here are? It's a Koyach for Klai Yisrael, it's a Shpon. It saves Klai Yisrael. Every regular, every Yontiv, not just there to have fun time, holiday time, vacation time. It's there to give us a koyach. It's give us a dorash spa. Give us good in Cyrus. So the word regalim in economy, Lashon Zachar, but what's the reason for the regalim? His iris, hashpa. So therefore the shloish, shaloish, not shaloish, Lashon Nekeva, come and say, Lashon Zachar, come and say. It's shaloish, Lashon Nekeva, it's his iris, it's hashpa. The real interesting, the real side of the regal is to wake us up. In the parish of Beis Pasan Amagimel, says the pasuk Tirania Osoin, Ki Ata Gam Oiska Rakti Ve Oisa Hakyesi. Says the pasuk, but Bilam's answering back to the donkey, says, really, you should have died, and I'm left alive. Oisa Rakti Ve Oisa Hakyesi. Says Rashi, because Boko killed the Osoin. The donkey died. Why? Because COVID appears. The Shvoch did not want later on people to see a live donkey walking around. That donkey spoke to Bilam, therefore Bilam died. Kovid Abriya says Rashi, because Shvoch was Merakim on Bilam, and killed the donkey. That's the means Oisa Arakti. What's going on over here? Little Russia is coming, cursing Klai Yisrael, and for Dari Dorish, learning about every single year, and we have to have Kovid and Rakim on us on Bilam, and therefore kill a donkey? The bones of Rosh and Rusha. Let the world talk about it. We'll see how much we have to worry about someone else and their feelings. The book is worried about Bilam and Rosh's feelings for 30 30 people to see a donkey and the donkey will die after a few years. No, people to see a donkey, we have to recommend us and Bilam. The donkey is a reminder us that Bilam died. So how much feelings that they have, someone else's feelings to care about them. The Torah continues that Balak and Bilam went, they were Kabbalists. And every time they brought a carbon, it was this Oyre, they wanted to be this Oyre, to rack him in order to be able to curse Klai Yisrael. Says the Pasuk, they brought seven animals, seven Kabbalists. Says about Turim, he came, Minig b'nei Noach, l'hakir zayin zayin, k'negin zayin mitzvah shalem. The Minig of the Goyim was not to bring one carbon at a time, seven Kabbalists at a time. K'negin says about Turim, the seven mitzvah Noach. When Goyim brought Kabbalists, they were this Oyre, the Koyach they have, the Skus they have. They keep the zayin mitzvah b'nei Noach. So Chayyur, we see in this Rashi, if Bilam and Balak try and make Korban in Eir's Zechus, because they kept the Zayim Tzeneach, they're not going to go and the Eir Zayim Tzeneach, and then it's Eir that Rachim and Shemayim. So we see that Bilam, Chayyur, were Goy Tzedek, and they kept the Zayim Tzeneach. There's no Issa in the Torah for Goy to curse the Yid. No Issa in the Torah to mean the Jews. That may be the Tafkir of the Goy on this world. But the Chayyur was going about term, they were the Mashpia, the Torah they wanted, the Zechus they wanted, for the seven mitzvah. Further says the Pasuk, Mi mona offer Yaakov and Mitzvah as Reva Yisrael. An old psukim that Bilam's trying to curse by Yisrael, one of the talks about who counts the dirt of Yaakov and the numbers of the Reva Yisrael. This is really the skusim of Kai Yisrael. Rashi brings, this refers to the skus of Yisachar Shorech Amar Yaakov, should not plow an ox and a donkey together. Klei HaKerem, Eva Pora, Alpha Soikas Rashi, four mitzvahs. Hidden in these words, the offer Yaakov, is four mitzvahs to do with dirt. One is not to plow together an ox and a donkey. Klei HaKerem, don't mix different wheat and grain and grapes. Eifer Parag Paraduma and Eifer Saita. Tagamenis adds on, Osas na Osharim Vitsas Kisya Dam. It's also done an offer, Damba offer. Also says the Tagamenis, it's the Orla, the after Bismillah, a special mitzvah to bury the Orla in dirt. So all this took in that love that Bilam is saying is that it's Oyre Kaiso, what is Oyre Kaiso, Skusim. The next passage, Parakov Gimel, Passage Yud, famous passage says, Thomas Nafshi Mobis Yisroel, the Tiach Risi Femayu. Bilam asked Makash Baruch Hu, I want to die like a Yosher, like a righteous man. See from here that Bilam, he was thinking about his death, not about his life. He was in his death, wanted to be like an Elohim person. But in his lifetime, he was going cursing everyone. The Gemara of the Zoro, Daf Kofayim and Aleph brings, that Bilam's Kayak was only after his Misa. He believed in Kesem Meisim. But this world, he wasn't going and wanted a kapara. He wasn't going this world and while he's alive to do anything. But he wanted his mitzvah to be a kapara, to cap on his whole life. Next, a few pesukim later, Apostle Chav David, Hein am kalavi yakum, kari yisnasei, lo yishkat al yakum teref. Now Kaitz was like a lovia, lovia is a female lion, and yakum will stand up, Kaitz will stand up like a female lion strong, and it stand and it pick itself up like a male lion and not sleep until it eats teref. Says in Mefarshim, this pasuk the clerk of Klai Yisrael to make a war against the goyim. Nowadays, just now on October 7th, the whole war is going on. They throw this pasuk around many times, and what it means, it says Rashi, brings more brachas daf yibayz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemenu b'shachvenu kumenu. It says Rashi, Baruch Hu watches over us. When we're sleeping, when we get up, lishkav shlavim v'shkedim ka'ari kalavim. We should sleep with shalva and with sheke. We should sleep quietly and peacefully, like a lion and a lioness. Lions sleep quietly and peacefully because they don't know what's done up with them. Klai Yisrael had nisim v'floyes the past 2 years. Went over as Yisrael. There were people in the left that were nifter, but the number that should be in comparison to reality to nature should be much more. Klai Yisrael sleep. People go to sleep. No one Hashbok watches over us. The Medrash Tanhuma brings that the skus of Klai Yisrael, when they get up in their sleep, is we grab mitzvahs. Says the Medrash, we grab mitzvahs, sitzes, and fillin, say Shema, and at night we grab Shema again, and the Shema, Kriya Shema, Mita, says the Medrash Tanhuma, is matzah mechavolim kom mazik abod terfei. And that's beside the pasuk, lo yishkav al yoko teref, says the Medrash Tanhuma. And we don't go to sleep until we are ripping up the teref, we eat up the teref, ripping up the macholi chavola, they want to hurt us. Right to Perek of Dalet Pasekei, famous pasuk we say every morning, Ma'atoyv Olech Yaakov. And this pasuk is interesting, and with every nusach, with its Svadis, Ashkenaz, Sinim, everyone has this sukkim, Ma'atoyv Olech Yaakov in the morning. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden actually being the shaf. You should say it, but how do you understand? Why are you picking a pasuk start for a day that a Rosh Marusha Bilam said? It was a flaw he wanted to say, and it came out of Brach. What is the koyach that this skus would say in the morning? Rashi brings the mamar batzot that samach and aleph. The pshat the pasuk that tovu means shorol peskayim she'en v'chav zem mozeh. The tzvius, the way that one door, the privacy is not facing the other. So if someone's standing in his house, he looks out, he's not seeing the other person's house. What's happening? And it's a tzvius we have to know how we have privacy. Look, person privacy. Don't look into what's happening. Not gossiping. The person got married. The person's having children. You have your own private life. And if you know someone else's life, you'll talk about it. Like the same thing Rashi brings later on in Chavdal and Pasuk Beis. Ayisa Bum is Enov, Ayash Yisrael, Shochan Yishvatov. So it's also there, Rashi, same thing. Rosh Ein Peskeim Bacham Zer Zer. So Bilam looked out and he saw the Shvatim, what does that mean to Rashi? Saw the houses were not opposite, the doors and windows, one to another. And therefore he gave the bracha, Matfei Lech Yaakov, wow, Christ was amazing, that tense. Boom, Rashi himself was sore and understood the kairikotsnias of privacy, one for another. The Sivun and Arachayim love Shabbos Pasuk, it's not referring to the houses that have privacy. As far as the Bati Medrash, Bati Knessias. Matfei Lech Yaakov means the shul, the Bati Medrash, come sit and learn it. It's the Sivun and Arachayim, it's Mokum Bati Torah, Shaboy Kvay Eitim the Torah. That was the kairik of the word Pasuk of Matfei Lech Yaakov, that Boom was talking about Yisrael. Question is, why pick these words from Bilam? Let's say Shema Yisrael stuff a day. Let's say at Teresa. Why stuff them at Tavliachiv? I once heard from Rav Pams for Rachel or Shiva Tavlias many years ago. He was saying Rosh Hashanah because both of them are filled with bracha. But my friend Rosh said it. Let's pick a better pasuk. So Rav Pams for Rachel pointed out that according to which we said before the Tanya Medrash, love and Bilam are the same person. It says, love and Bilam are two people who find a Torah. They said things that are beautiful psukim that we use still today. This pasuk Matfei Lech Yaakov is said by Bilam. There's another pasuk that love and Rosh is said when a kala goes to the chuppah as a minig, by Kabbalah's panim or before the chuppah, the father or the shver said to her, at Hasena at Hei Rivka. Bracha that love and said to Rivka before she went to marry Yitzchak. So again, same question. For the chuppah, the sea of the chasna, as the chuppah is coming to this kala, also we have a pasuk that the father has been benching the daughter or the future daughter-in-law. It's a pasuk of Lavan. So Pam explained that Lavan and Bilam meant full shem shemayim, full heart, full lev, their full emotions were there. Bilam wanted a curse for the full emotions. Lavan wanted to give his sister bracha, and Hashem means a cheshbin, should be good for her, not good for Klai Yisrael. But he did it full heart. It was lev shalem. Even a guy, even if he wants to say something for Klala, but it's Leish Shalim, has a Kayyim Kaiser. And therefore, these two Psukim, which happen to be turned to time, it is the same person, stays by Kaiser as a Kayyim Kaiser, because it's done by Leish Shalim. The Pasuk continues, Ve'yedea Das Elyon, Bilam said, and it wrote about him, that he knew Das Elyon. The Marks and Hedge of Kofay brings, that Bilam knew the exact point that Kishbor gets angry. Every day, there's some Za'am, some anger Kishbor has. And Bilam wanted to chop that minute, that rega, and use that time to curse Klal Yisrael. Mar makes a whole question, the rega should be rega, a very small amount of time. But it says, Lo Yizam Hashem, in that time in Midbar, Shmuel had no anger, no za'am, and therefore it was impossible. If he would have had that point, Bilam would have caught it. Baturim brings, and now we see over here, what did Bilam want to do? It says, Lashon Baturim, Omer Kan Yudea Das Elyon, Shurotz Elagas Yimush Mashiach. Bilam knew that Das Elyon, knew when Mashiach had come, he went to Megale, Shmuel was stopped. Pasuk continues, a randomly after randomly all Koru, there Koicham Yaakov comes Shevi Yisrael. And now we see the greatest of Klai Yisrael, the star of Yaakov, and it stands up to Shevi Yisrael. Bilam was talking about the Gula that's going to happen. It says that Arachayim, there's two types of the Gula. These are Marcin Hegs, that's Sadeches. There's Be'ita and Akishema. Be'ita means in the time, the exact time when Mashiach has to come. If Klai Yisrael did not Zoicham Mashiach earlier, and the time that it comes, exact point, end of time happens. Akishena means we do mitzvahs, and our source, Mashiach should come. The Rashbam brings when the pasuk says, "Vayomer oy mi yichya misomay kel," to find that the Bilam Rosh knew Melech Mashiach and his name, and he was trying to hold back Melech Mashiach. The Pasha ends off, the Rechaim says, what is the reason for Golus? The Lashon of Rechayim, Sibas Geulas Yisroel, who the Vayan et Tzitzah Kadosha, Hashem Nesuna B'Yoshu V'Artzehi. The Siba, the reason of Golus, is to clean out the sparks of Dusha in each place. Chai saw over the Golus, over the exiles, with the many different countries, cities, were capping the sparks of Dusha and taking them out. The turn that ends off with the Maisa Pinchas and killing Zimri, which really happened because of Bilam's idea that he gave Bilak to help Kaisel get hurt, is the Duznus. The Kayak of Duznus would take away the skus of Kaisel. And Pinchas stood up for it, and didn't let it happen. Says the Targum Innocent, 12 Nisim happened when Pinchas got up and he killed the Maisha Zimri. The Aftari end off, the Aftari from Micha, which talks also about the Gula Asida Mashiach. But it ends with a very famous passage. Higilacha Adam Atoy Mashem Doishmcha, Kibasis Mishpah was cast that snail left in the Kerakha. You should tell a person what's good and what Hashem wants for you, and do Mishpat and have a sketch, do judgment and love or kindness. But snail left in the Kerakha. The first one explains how the person supposed to do Toiva and Maisa Toivim, Mishpah was cast, but snail left in privacy, in sneers. I want to say the Chori, that's the part of the Kesher that I've turned into the Pasha. In the Kanaya Pasha is because the Gula that Micha is talking about, it's also this last Pasuk. The whole Chet, and the whole reason why Kai Yisrael, at the end of the Pasha, can have a problem is because Mice is in me. And at the end, it's the whole Matoiva Lech Yaakov, the privacy that Bill Masor. So we're saying to Kai Yisrael, at the end of the Torah, when you do Mitzvah Mice and Toivim, you should do with Snail Lechis. You should do privacy. Don't announce, don't walk around, I'm great, I did this Mitzvah. We should open Zoycha to the Be'ita HaKishana, when the Be'ita HaKishana just come very soon, and the Das Elyon of building that new Mashiach, and good Shabbos, Yeshua is recorded.
Okay.